Bookworms by Fezzador. Read by Sam Gabriel. Based on the works of J.K. Rowling. Chapter 15. A Magical Christmas.
Hurry up, Cullen!
Hermione called out as she clambered up the stairs to board the Hogwarts Express. I need to make sure we end up in the same compartment.
Sorry, Hermione.
Cullen sighed. Nature called. Hermione rolled her eyes.
I'm sure you could have gone to the castle, or waited a few extra minutes until after we'd boarded the train. You're the smartest person I've ever met, but you're a bit lacking in common sense.
She smiled sweetly. The truth hurts sometimes, doesn't it? Cullen returned the smile.
Thank Merlin, you're with me.
The two friends came across an empty compartment, and after putting their bags away, they took their seats.
So what reading material did you bring with you this time?
Hermione asked. She giggled. Novels, at least. Knowing you, you've probably brought some astrophysics textbooks to read for pleasure. Cullen grimaced.
I brought some Ursula Le Guin, Ray Bradbury, and Lloyd Alexander with me. Any of those authors interest you?
Hermione beamed. Alexander, for sure. I love the Chronicles of Prydain series.
Cullen unzipped his pack and gave Hermione a paperback copy of The Book of Three. There you go. I should tide you over for a while.
Thank you. What are you going to read? Asked Hermione curiously.
I think I'm in the mood for some Terry Brooks, replied Cullen.
He plucked out a copy of The Sword of Shannara and within minutes completely immersed himself in the world of the Four Lands. A little while later, the same kindly old witch that served snacks and treats in a little trolley arrived at Hermione and Kellen's compartment.
Hello, dears. Would you care for any treats?
Hello, Cullen replied. Just a couple of chocolate frogs, a couple of pumpkin pasties, and a couple of pumpkin juices, please.
He looked over at Hermione.
Do you want anything besides that?
She shook her head no. Cullen gave the kindly witch a few sickles, and she gave him the chocolate frogs, pumpkin pasties, and pumpkin juices.
Have a happy Christmas, dears,
she said cheerily.
Happy Christmas, ma'am,
replied the children. Cullen gave Hermione her share of the snacks, then proceeded to unwrap his chocolate frog. He munched on the snack while he read the card that came with it. Considered by many to be the greatest wizard of modern times, Dumbledore is particularly famous for his defeat of the dark wizard Grindelwald in 1945, for the discovery of the 12 uses of dragon's blood, and his work on alchemy with his partner, Nicholas Flamel. Professor Dumbledore enjoys chamber music and ten-pin bowling.
Hermione!
Cullen exclaimed.
Yes,
Hermione replied, somewhat perturbed that Cullen interrupted her reading.
It's a chocolate frog card, Cullen said. I got Professor Dumbledore.
Great, Hermione replied nonchalantly. Cullen knew by Hermione's tone that he had to get to the point.
It says here that Dumbledore is famous for his work with Nicholas Flamel in the field of alchemy.
Hermione's eyes lit up.
Why didn't you say so? Let me see,
she said as she beckoned for the card. Cullen handed it over.
You're right, she said, nodding. It still doesn't tell us much, but it is rather interesting nonetheless.
She smiled at Cullen. You know, you're probably going to end up on a chocolate frog card one day.
I'm really only a farm boy, not a wizard,
Cullen protested. Who'd want to collect a card of a rube from Minnesota? Hermione glared at Cullen.
Stop, Cullen. You're impossibly intelligent, and you know it.
You're going to be one of the most powerful wizards in the world someday, she sighed.
You're more self-deprecating than humble sometimes, and honestly, it's rather aggravating.
Sorry, Cullen said sincerely. I don't mean to annoy you.
Fine, sighed Hermione. Now, unless you have something of substance to add, I'd really like to get back to this book, thanks.
Cullen shrugged and returned to his book as well. Hermione had seemed a little short with him since they got on the train, so maybe staying silent would be for the best, he reckoned. He read a few chapters of The Sword of Shannara, then drifted off for a bit of a nap. He woke up maybe an hour or so later to find Hermione grinning at him.
Well, hello, sleepyhead, she murmured.
Oh, howdy,
replied Cullen.
What did I miss? How long was I out?
Nothing really, said Hermione.
Maybe an hour at the most. I was thinking about this morning.
Her smile broadened.
What about this morning?
Cullen asked, oblivious to where Hermione was going.
Oh, how you and I were under the mistletoe in the common room?
Cullen blushed.
Come on, Hermione.
Hermione giggled.
So, what did you want to do during the holiday break?
Cullen asked.
This time of year I usually go ice fishing, or play ice hockey on the frozen pond, or have snowball fights, but I guess that's just farm stuff.
Maybe we can go to the ice skating rink sometime, suggested Hermione.
I haven't been in a few years.
Are you a good skater?
Cullen asked.
I like to think so, replied Hermione. I probably can't land a triple axel jump or anything like that, but I was pretty good prior to Hogwarts.
I'm sure you're better than me, Cullen chuckled. I'm usually doing good just staying on the ice. Hermione arched an eyebrow.
Would you prefer to do something else, then?
Kellen chuckled. I really don't mind. I'm not that bad. I did play on the local ice hockey team for a bit, even though I wasn't anything special.
We can also go around the neighborhood and sing Christmas carols, play board games, visit my grandparents. I'm sure they'd really like you, Hermione added.
That sounds delightful, Kellen replied.
It was already dark by the time the Hogwarts Express arrived at King's Cross Station in London. A pair of well-dressed muggles, appearing to be in their late 30s, were waiting for Hermione and Kellen.
Mum, Daddy! Hermione cried out as she embraced her parents. I've missed you so much!
We missed you too, Princess, the man that must have been her father said. The woman Kellen surmised to be Hermione's mother extended her hands to Kellen.
Hello, dear, she said warmly. You must be Kellen. I'm Margot Granger, and this is my husband, Tom. A little Hermione has told us so much about you. She says you're exceptionally bright, and that's saying something because she's quite the precocious one herself. Would you mind saying a little something in Norwegian? I'm curious.
Kellen shrugged.
Hey, Hermione, he said.
Hermione rolled her eyes.
And split a die.
Oh, my goodness, Hermione's mother squeaked. You've never told me you've learnt Norwegian, Hermione.
Hermione giggled.
I have Kellen to thank. I'm truly flattered he wanted to share his culture with me.
Well, it's getting late, so why don't we stop for a bite and head on home, suggested Mr. Granger. I know it's been a long day for you two.
When they all arrived at the house, Kellen and Mr. Granger brought the luggage out of the garage and inside. It wasn't long before Hermione got changed for bed. Mrs. Granger then pointed Kellen to the guest room.
It's down the hall, the last room to your left. The loo is right next to it. Any questions?
I'm good, thank you, replied Kellen. Thanks for having me as a guest during Christmas. It was very kind of Hermione to offer.
Mrs. Granger chuckled.
It's not every day she invites guests that don't come over kicking and screaming.
I don't know why, she's a really cool girl, Kellen said.
Mrs. Granger nodded.
She was the resident clever clogs in her own school, and it kind of gave her classmates the wrong impression. I felt so bad for her because she really is a sweetheart.
I can relate, Kellen replied. I wasn't all that popular at my old school either.
I had a few friends, but never very many. I can't help my gifts, I never asked for them, as all they ever did was scare people away.
He smiled at Mrs. Granger.
Something just clicked when I met Hermione on the train back in early September. We bonded over books, and we've been inseparable ever since. She's the most amazing girl I've ever known.
She thinks you hung the moon, Kellen, Mrs. Granger replied with a broad smile.
I saw her face light up this evening. Your very presence brings her a particular joy I rarely see in her. Thank you so much for everything you've done for her. You're that question her happy place.
Kellen grinned.
And she's very much my happy place.
Mrs. Granger wrapped Kellen in a hug.
I'm glad to know she means as much as you mean to her. We'll see you in the morning.
Hermione and Kellen spent some time at the ice skating rink the next day. Kellen was a solid skater, much better than he gave himself credit for, but Hermione actually looked graceful on the ice.
You look beautiful on the ice, Kellen complimented Hermione. If it weren't for your other gifts, with time and training you could be an Olympic figure skater.
Hermione blushed. Not that good, Kellen, she giggled.
And you're not bad yourself.
Thanks. It's a little weird, you know, being in the MUGGLE world again, Kellen said softly. I mean, I grew up in it, but I didn't expect it to hit me this hard.
I know the feeling, replied Hermione. But it's an opportunity to just be children for a little while, and I've missed that.
When they got home, the two children relaxed in the family parlor. As Hermione wasn't a particularly skilled chess player, they settled for draughts, which Hermione found far more enjoyable. She even won her share of games. After a few rounds, Kellen's face lit up as he spotted something most unexpected in the corner of the room, a 1969 Fender Stratocaster with a candy apple red finish on an upright stand.
Hermione, do you mind if I take a whack at that guitar? He asked. I'd love to play something for you.
Hermione shrugged. That's my dad's. He got that in high school. He was in a band with some of his old mates back in the day, I believe, she replied.
You might want to ask him when he gets off work tonight.
She then pointed at an upright piano next to the guitar.
Do you know how to play the piano, perhaps?
Kellen flashed a 100-watt smile.
As a matter of fact, I do. I prefer the guitar, but I also won't let 3.5 years of piano lessons go to waste.
He looked upward in thought, thinking of a song he could play for her. He took a seat next to Hermione on the bench.
Yeah, before I play, I hope this thing's been tuned up recently, he mused.
He then played a couple of warm-up scales, then smiled in satisfaction as everything sounded as well as he could have hoped for.
It's our lucky day, he chuckled.
He belted out a lively Christmas time standard, Linus and Lucy from A Charlie Brown Christmas.
You're very good, Kellen, sighed Hermione. She smiled radiantly. I'm guessing your guitar skills were even more impressive. She giggled again. Now move over, Grimsith. Let me show you how it's done on the piano. She cracked her knuckles and played a beautiful rendition of Beethoven's Für Elise.
Impressive, Hermione, nodded Kellen. I'll concede this round, but tonight, I promise I'll blow your mind.
Hermione giggled again. We'll see about that one, Buster. She planted a smooch on his cheek. That evening, during dinner, Kellen asked Hermione's father for permission to play on his electric guitar. Mr. Granger stroked his chin in thought for a moment. He seemed to have some reservations about someone else playing one of his most prized possessions, thought Kellen.
Do you know how to play, Kellen? He asked seriously. I won't even let Hermione attempt because she hasn't taken guitar lessons. And if she ever showed interest, she'd be playing an acoustic first.
Kellen smiled confidently. I know how to play, sir. I have a couple of guitars of my own back in Minnesota, actually. Well, the acoustic one is mine, and the Rickenbacker's is my dad's. But he lets me play it because he knows I'm good, and I treat it with respect. But a vintage Stratocaster, 1969 by the looks of it. Well, the opportunity doesn't come around every day now, does it?
Mr. Granger chuckled. You seem to know your guitars, young man. Tell you what, I'll help get you set up after dinner. The amplifier's in storage, but I should be able to get it out easily enough.
Kellen's smile broadened. Thank you, sir. I promised Hermione I'd blow her mind, and I intend to keep it.
Mr. Granger returned the smile. I have a hunch you'll blow mine as well. After everyone had finished dinner, Kellen followed Mr. Granger to the basement to dig out the amplifier.
Here, Kellen, take these cables up to the parlor, please,
Mr. Granger said as he handed Kellen some cords. Kellen nodded and took them upstairs. A minute later, Mr. Granger joined him. Hermione and her mother were sitting on a couch, waiting patiently to see what Kellen could do with the vintage six-stringer. Kellen plunked each end of the cable into the guitar and the amplifier, respectively, and Mr. Granger plunked the amplifier into the outlet.
Okay, Kellen, show us what you've got, Mr. Granger said.
Hold on, I need my lucky pick, Kellen said. He dug into his pocket and produced his lucky coin, a 1964 American quarter-dollar coin, the last year the coins were made mainly of silver.
He nodded toward Hermione.
I need your help, Hermione, he said softly. Could you sit over at the piano, please, and help me tune this thing up?
Okay, Hermione replied. Tell me what you need for me to do.
Kellen nodded. Play me an E2, please.
Hermione did as Kellen asked, and Kellen cranked the tuning knob slightly to match the pitch of the piano note.
Again, please, he said.
Once again, Hermione hit the requested note, and Kellen again adjusted the tuning knob to match the pitch.
Great, Kellen said. One down, five to go.
A couple of minutes later, after all the strings were tuned to his satisfaction, he smiled broadly and played Paul Dukas, the Sorcerer's Apprentice, in F minor.
Wow,
was all Hermione managed to say. She shook her head in disbelief. You really are a brilliant guitarist, Kellen.
I'm not done, chuckled Kellen.
He then played an absolutely beautiful version of Debussy's Arabesque No. 1, and after that he asked for Hermione to take a seat with him on the piano bench. She daintily propped herself up on the bench next to Kellen.
I have one more song for you, Hermione. It's something I've been aching to play for you. I think it's most appropriate.
He played the Lovin' Spoonful's signature song, Do You Believe in Magic, which he sang in a rich tenor. When he finished, Hermione wrapped her arms around Kellen in a warm hug. Mr. Granger got up and patted Kellen on the back.
You're a very gifted musician, young man, he said sincerely. I was a fair guitarist in my time, but you're better now than I ever was. If it weren't for your other talents, you could make it as a professional musician, I'd wager.
Kellen blushed deeply.
Music is just a hobby of mine. I never seriously consider it for a career.
He then smirked at Mr. Granger.
If I could get my hands on even a beat-up acoustic guitar at Hogwarts, I'd be more than happy to teach Hermione how to play. But I'd reckon those are rather far and few between at the castle.
Mrs. Granger smiled at Kellen.
If you didn't have magical gifts, what would you want to do for a living?
Kellen grinned broadly.
I'd study mechanical engineering, most likely, and take over the family farm when my parents retire.
He then cocked his head slightly.
But part of me wants to study cosmology and astrophysics as well. Maybe even teach it at the university level.
Mrs. Granger's smile broadened. Hermione says you're the most gifted boy she's ever known, Kellen, and intelligence seems to run in your family. You have a cousin that studies with you in Scotland, is that right?
Yeah, that's my second cousin, Desiree, confirmed Kellen. She's very, very bright, just like Hermione. One of the top three of her year, if I recall. And like Hermione, she's a fair bit more pragmatic than I am. They at least think before they act. I struggle with that sometimes, and it's cost me a time or two.
But you can also do things no one else in our year can do, said Hermione with a grin, myself included. You may be a bit impulsive, Cullen, but you also have the goods to back it up. You make me feel safe whenever I'm with you. She turns toward her parents and her face glowed. Cullen is accomplishing the impossible. Our house Gryffindor has a rivalry with another house called Slytherin. She beamed. When our friends with three Slytherin girls from our year, and Cullen quite literally saved the lives of two of them earlier this term. We sit at each other's tables from time to time. There's nothing artificial about our friendships with them. We really enjoy each other's company, and from what I gather, many Slytherin students think very, very highly of Cullen. He's even gotten the respect of at least one of their prefects. He's a very, very special boy. And I'm glad he's not only my friend, but my best friend. They spent much of the remainder of their Christmas break playing board games, singing Christmas carols, and just chit-chatting. They wrote Christmas cards to send to their friends, Harry, Ron, Neville, Desiree, Daphne, Tracy, and Pansy, and even wrote one to Kellen's parents back home in Minnesota. On Christmas morning, there were several gifts for the children. Most of them were for Hermione, as was expected, but to his surprise, Kellen got a couple of gifts. He got a sweatshirt and a couple of new science fiction novels by Orson Scott Card, Ender's Game, and Speaker for the Dead.
Wow, thank you so much, Kellen said appreciatively. You really didn't have to go through the trouble to get me anything, he smiled.
Believe it or not, I've never read his works, but I've heard they're awesome.
You're welcome, Kellen, Mrs. Granger replied with a grin. I got some input from Hermione as far as what you'd like.
She knows me like the back of her hand, chuckled Kellen.
And you know me like the back of yours, giggled Hermione.
Happy Christmas, Kellen Grimseth.
Happy Christmas, Hermione Granger, replied Kellen as he wrapped her up in a gentle hug. It's a Christmas I'll never forget.
For the full text of this and other stories by the same author, visit the AO3 page of Fezzador. Music is The Industrious Ferret by Kevin MacLeod. Special thanks to Sakiko. If you would like me to record a story, voiceover, or character, please get in touch with me using the contact information on my website, which is located at samgabrielvo.com. And there you can find other stories that I've read, as well as a link to my Discord server and other ways to support what I do. And finally, as always, thank you for listening.